The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side, and it's another special edition. We're talking Cobra Kai Season 3. Johnny, Johnny, you're Johnny.
I'm not Johnny,
the
yeah.
Johnny. You're not the Johnny.
I'm not
the Johnny.
I'm a Johnny.
You're a Johnny. Great time.
I would
tonight.
Argue that I am the Johnny, but you know,
yeah, you would argue
here.
That.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's yep. That is correct. I think we did a decent job breaking down Cobra Kai. We didn't go episode for episode and get into the nitty gritty, but I thought we had a decent take. What do you think?
I think we did. Yeah, I really liked that part where we talked about Cobra Kai.
You really don't like doing these opens, do you?
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
That we'll answer in the podcast. Is John Kreese the Anakin Skywalker of Cobra Kai?
Oh, tune in to find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we answer that?
I don't know. Huh? I know we talked about it.
Now you can't wait to listen back.
Yeah. Now I have to see if we answered it.
Yeah. No,
and waiting for you to tell me what my answer was, because I don't know.
I don't know.
Depends on how you edit it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, we had it was fun. I honestly didn't think I had an idea on what we were going to talk about, but it went in a direction that was a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun. We always
as
have
always.
Fun, though. So we've had it. We've done enough teasing of the listeners. Let them get into the store so they can have some
let's
fun
let them
too.
Decide.
Right. All right. Let's get into the store.
All right.
Hello? Hello?
Is this thing on?
Is it okay if I come in? I mean, this is more frequently than usual. I was afraid
you're
going to be
mad
at me.
It's the fourth time this week. I don't know. Yeah. Might have to fumigate the place.
I'm by myself this time.
Okay.
I didn't bring friends.
Well, that's not helping your cause.
Oh.
The only thing that got you in last time is you had people with you.
Oh, right. So. Yeah, sorry. Okay. All right, I'll leave. I was actually checking the door, see if there's a sign, do not enter, DJ only. DJ only, do not enter. How we doing? How was your weekend?
It was great.
Any more grandchildren?
Not this weekend, no. Check with me next week, though.
Right. Check with me on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's the Ciccone update. Any more grandchildren? Yeah. What are we up to now? Baker's dozen? What do we got going?
Well, you're getting there.
Yeah, you are.
getting there.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, it's nice to be back here at Arkham Comics and Gaze on a Monday. You're letting out a nice big yawn.
Glad
to see me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We're going to talk Cobra Kai. We briefly talked Cobra Kai on New Year's Day. We went back and forth and we're like, no, I can't wait to talk about it. And I actually like, you want to get on the phone now? You want to do it now? You want to do it now? And we've been teasing it out long enough and it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 12 days. Yeah.
And, as you said, you remember the characters' names.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I was like, man, you know, I've watched a lot in the last 12 days.
Exactly.
So even remembering this show at this point is difficult. So.
I know, but I remember how excited I was for it. Like, New Year, my wife and I haven't binged a show in forever. Like,
well, yeah,
not like that.
Start to finish.
And when we finished it, I said, what did I text you? I pulled a Ciccone.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you didn't even say why, and I knew right away that it was Cobra Kai,
because
that was my response back. Cobra Kai, ?
Right. And I'm like, did you finish it? And you're like, 5 minutes. I'm like, I beat you.
Yeah.
And I took down my Christmas lights that day, too.
Nice.
We watched 5 episodes. I went outside, did all the outdoor lights and everything, came back in, and had a nice fire going, and watched the rest of the season.
Nice.
So. Let me ask you this. Is it corny?
Yeah, for sure.
Is the acting good?
No. It's not.
Okay. the story. There are plot holes galore. This would never happen, correct?
Yeah, I don't know why it's good. Like, I don't know why I like it, really.
Why is it so addictive?
It is just so fun.
It's like, so much fun.
It's and like, really, it's because it's nostalgia, you know? I mean, it's just ticking those boxes.
But
although,
is it,
I'll be honest with you, like it's not like I have this long-lasting fondness in my life for The Karate Kid, you know what I mean?
I do now.
I liked it back when it came out, and I mean, I've seen it, I don't know, a dozen times or so. You know, I watched it a bunch in the 80s when it was out, but like, I don't look back on that like I do Star Wars or any, you know, things like that. So
I think you'd be crazy if you did.
Yeah, like I wasn't, like, there wasn't a giant hole in my life waiting for more Karate Kid, but like, something about this show, it just hits all the, it just pushes all the right buttons, you know what I mean?
But here's the funny thing is, you say it's the nostalgia, but this show is popular with like all ages.
Well, it is, you're right.
So it's pushing those buttons on people that they don't
they
have
necessarily
that button.
Grow up, right? They didn't grow up with they might not have even seen The Karate Kid.
Right.
You know, like, this might be their introduction to it all.
All those flashback scenes are new material to them.
Yeah. The thing is, like you said, the acting is not great. Like, Ralph Macchio and what's his name that plays Johnny? I don't even know his name.
William Zabka.
William Zabka.
Yeah, Zabka.
They're not good actors, really.
No, I think Billy actually is. I think
the kids are better actors than the adults are. and yeah, but the characters are very likable. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, maybe the acting isn't the best, but I really like Johnny and I like Daniel and, you know, like you said, this, it's got holes everywhere. You know, I think we mentioned it. I mentioned it when we talked last week, I guess, on the podcast. But, you know, at the end of the day, like this can't happen. You know, like, you can't have this group of kids, like, trying to murder each other every day all over town. You know what I mean? It's like, no parents are going to stand for that, you know? And it's like, it is so totally unbelievable.
What kills me is we're into season 3. And if you actually, like, never mind seasons, but episode after episode, it's so repetitive of, like, they just keep making the same mistakes. Like, Johnny and Daniel, and it's like, you know what?
Right.
They're friends,
and then they get mad at each other, and they hate each other, and
it's
then
like
they're friends
Ross
again.
It's like Ross and Rachel. Would you two just get together already?
Yeah. They were on a break.
Right.
You know?
But it's like, they're so much alike, and it took this entire season, and believe it or not, we've gone spoiler free this long. We'll go a little bit further, but I was just gonna drop a huge spoiler, but most people have probably binged this already, so.
Oh yeah, well, and again, this is an episode that is solely about Cobra Kai,
right?
So if you're listening to this,
you watch
just
season
be warned
three.
Yeah, there's spoilers. Yeah,
spoilers, you know, are coming up, but
we're gonna talk about Cobra Kai.
Right.
So
the entire thing is like, every episode is so repetitive. You're like, here they go again. They're going to do that dumb mistake again where they get mad at each other. And but it's not bad. We're loving every minute of it. And you want it to keep going. But there is a decent understory. And this entire thing, doesn't it feel like it's the John Kreese backstory?
Well, season 3 for sure did.
It does, but if you think back to season 1 and 2, it feels like that's what they were building towards. Season 1 feels like that was to get our feet wet and be like, all right, we'll use the nostalgia and get you back into it. Because I remember watching, you know, way back when, in October, we're late bloomers to this.
Because it was late on
YouTube forever, which you could tell their original content goes nowhere because it didn't blow up until it hit Netflix. Watching this back in the fall, and I remember you had started it earlier. I'd had multiple listeners on both podcasts telling us we need to check this out, and that's when it was on YouTube.
Yeah, and you didn't love it at first.
At first, well, no, that's not true. By the end of the first episode, I couldn't wait to get back into episode two. Jen didn't want to continue.
That's right.
Jen, remember? Okay. And I, yeah. But even I was with her at the beginning of episode one because everything I just said, it's corny. The acting's bad. The stories, you're like, what the heck? It's like, it's just so like over the, you're like, whatever. But by the end of the episode, they did such a good job. And this is season one, episode one. They did such a good job of turning that story around and making you want to run through a wall. And you just got hooked. And it took Jen two episodes, and then she was hooked. And then it's just, that's it. Once you're in, you just want this over and over. So that's where I think
season 1
did it.
Well,
because
you like everybody. That's the whole thing, is you like everybody. You know what I mean?
And you can relate to everybody.
They really get you sucked into the people, you know,
right.
You just like the characters and you want to see, you know, their lives, you know, you just kind of get sucked into everybody. But yeah, now I wanted to kind of comment because you started talking about the John Kreese and then we drifted away from it a little bit. But so what you're saying is John Kreese is the Anakin Skywalker of the whole thing, because like
kinda.
When we watched A New Hope, you didn't think that movie was about Darth Vader. It was about Luke and Han Solo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And same thing with Empire Strikes Back. And not until you got to, like, the prequels did you realize that this whole story was about Anakin Skywalker. So you're saying that this whole thing is about John Kreese.
Yes.
So at the end of this, like, he's going to have his redemption arc and he's going to, you know, want to look at Johnny with his own eyes and, you know.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm not kidding you. I mean, that's a great analogy, and I know you kind of meant that tongue in cheek, but especially the end where look with his own eyes. But it is very much like that, and I'm wondering if we had a glimpse of their long-term plans, did they really plan this out? Or is it, let's go off on a quick tangent here, did they just do this at the beginning, like season one, as a goof?
I think it blew up? Yeah, I think so. Like, I think maybe for season two and three, they have a long-term plan, but I don't think, you know, this thing debuted on YouTube Red, you know? I don't think they had long-term plans for this. I think it was kind of a goof, and then it became a thing. Like, it blew up, you know?
Right.
Season one could have been self-contained, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
The way it ended, you know, obviously they had threads that they
picked
up on
for season two. Well, they did end it with Kreese.
Right.
So that's where I think this
did
entire...
Did he show up in season two?
No, he showed up at the end of season one.
Yeah, so I don't even
The very end
anymore.
Of season one, and that's where he came in and really was working his way in season two.
Right.
And that's why I think this entire story, this Cobra Kai... I mean, it is called Cobra Kai.
Well, it is.
It's his school.
Right.
But if you go back, I watched Karate Kid. I told you that a couple weeks ago. Jen and I had watched it one morning on a Sunday morning. And there's a line in there where Mr. Miyagi says, there are no bad students, only bad teachers. Right. So he's really going against in the first movie, it's Miyagi versus Kreese.
Right.
He's trying to, you know, as they end that movie, Johnny has that great line. He comes over and he tells Daniel, he's like, you're okay, Daniel. You're okay. Like, remember, he gives him the trophy and he's kind of like hugging him after Daniel won.
Right.
Which is complete opposite of everything we're going through here. Cause, you know, Johnny is like crushed for pretty much the rest of his life.
Yeah, it haunts him forever.
Right. Really
never goes away.
But season two is Kreese working his way in, and he gets the school. And then now we're into season three, and what are we doing in season three is we're getting more backstory, his backstory, as a thread throughout the entire season.
Right.
So do you see what I mean? Like, and it's like now what's season four going to be? Because he's called a buddy in.
Right.
In true bright side fashion, we're jumping right to the end.
Right. But his buddy that he calls is the villain from Karate Kid 3.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. It's like there are people that are saying, oh, this is mirroring the movies. But I really think this is an entire backstory to Kreese himself. This entire thing is just a story about him. And I'm wondering, do we get that redemption story like you said? It's funny you said that because I hadn't mentioned that to you before, but that's where I kind of wanted to go with this.
Yeah.
And are we ready to redeem him, or are they going to bury him? Are they going to let him be that bad guy?
I think they let him be that bad guy. I don't know. Like, you know, the thing is, they do make him a little bit sympathetic, right? Like in this season, you know, he's obviously the bad guy, but you see how he was built. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I thought they did a great job with the misdirection at the very beginning of his backstory.
Yes.
Because, you know, you really believe that he's the jock.
The first guy to come into the first Back to the Future diner scene.
Right. And you think, you know, the football player jerk is Kreese. Like, you're just right. You're just, like, convinced that it's him, and it's not, right? It's the waiter that gets picked on. He's Kreese. And so I thought they did a great job of that. And then, yeah, like, he's a good guy, right? Like, he's the gung-ho guy that wants to fight for his country and, you know, goes to Vietnam and does all the right things. You know, he wants to join
actually joins himself, doesn't get drafted, right. Joins. Yeah. And
he
wants
joins,
to
like, the Special
the
Forces
tests.
Unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, wants to save everybody, you know, and he's a good guy. You know, but he learns some hard lessons, and war will do that to you, right? And then he takes those lessons that he learned into, you know, his post-war life, and that doesn't really serve him as well in the real world as it did in Vietnam.
Right.
But yeah, like, he's a somewhat sympathetic guy, you know, like, you do feel for him a little bit. So, I don't know, maybe we do want to see him redeemed, you know? I don't know. I have the feeling that they're just going to let him drown, like they're going to bury him and let him be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because Johnny is your redemption story, really. You know what I mean? Like,
and they've taken 3 seasons for him to finally get into the dojo with Daniel.
Right.
It wasn't until the end of the season where they were up teaching the class together.
Right.
When all along, like I said, it's like Ross and Rachel, you're like, would you two just get together already?
Yeah. Well, right. Because again, it was always them fighting, and it was always the women that brought them together, you know, the wives and the girlfriends.
Right.
Or in this case, it was Allie and, you know, the wife. But
let's talk about that for Elizabeth Shue coming in. What was that? Episode 9, right? She finally shows up. We wanted her, been wanting her appearance since season 1.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Episode 9?
Her first.
How many episodes was the season?
10.
She was only in, she had to have been in it for more than 2 episodes.
Nope.
Wasn't she?
Nope. No, episode 9. First Allie sighting, Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. It felt like we had her longer than that.
No. That was it. And then she had the little appearance in, I think it was episode 10 when they went to they were at that Christmas
party.
Banquet party or whatever while the kids were having their, you know, like kids do, tear a house apart, break into a house, break windows, and have a big fight.
Right.
You know, I mean, I remember high school, don't you?
Yep, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yeah, she showed up in 1. I mean, I'm sorry, in episode 9, and I thought they did a really good job. I did not see that coming the way they did it. I thought it was really well done. Just enough to bring her in. I don't really know if they even need her anymore.
No, well, I don't know that she comes back.
Right.
Like, she served her purpose, which was really just to show Johnny that he needed to move on, right?
Right.
Like, you know, because he was carrying a torch for her all these years. And,
right.
You know, she basically shows him that he needs to be with Carmen.
But that whole time, didn't you feel like they're like, oh, Johnny's screwing this up?
Well, I did.
He's
because I was like, you know, you're messing
up.
You're messing up a good thing that you have with Carmen, because I was like, she's definitely going to see them together or hear about them.
Yeah,
being
like
together.
On Facebook or something.
Yeah,
or what?
That's what I kept thinking. Is like, he's posting all these pictures on Facebook, and she's going to see that, and that's going to be it. But luckily, it didn't turn out that way.
Right.
But yeah, you're right, because I'm looking at the synopsis, and it says episode 8 Johnny and Carmen sleep with each other. And then, yeah, it was right after that. Because that's the way it is, right? As soon as they sleep together, the ex-girlfriend shows up. Because that's always how it goes.
Story of my life, John.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, I don't know. It's, I guess they did a good job of that because it felt like she was a much bigger part of the season. And she really wasn't that big a part at all.
No. So. And it's funny because when she ran into Johnny and they, you know, they had lunch together and everything. How about Johnny ordering that, like, whatever he ordered, the tofu or whatever, the vegan. It was the vegan meal.
The vegan meal. And she and goes, then she says, I'll have a burger.
I'll have a burger. And he goes, yeah, I'll have one of those too.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't even know what that is. Me neither.
Yeah, that was funny.
But that entire meeting, that was drawn out really nice. I thought that was really cool how they did it. But I was also thinking during that time, like, is she going to run into Daniel? Are we going to get that? And
we
did.
Yeah,
and
we did.
You got all the payoffs. Everything you wanted, you got. And including the how did they break up? Because I remember, like, that was, especially as a kid, when, I mean, I loved Elizabeth Shue. And for them to break up, when you go to see Karate Kid 2, you're like, she's not in this? What happened? Right. And it was just blown off. They didn't even talk about it. So you never knew what happened. And so to get a little bit of that story there, that was, and it was fun how they did it. Cause that's like really how that happens in real life. When you run into somebody and be like, oh, remember when we were kids? You know,
I was going to say, speaking of like, you know, Daniel's ex-girlfriends coming in, like, you know, we had the whole Japan storyline, which again was another thing. Like, I didn't see that coming at all.
No,
because, you know, again, as much as I watched like Karate Kid 1 when I was younger, I didn't really watch 2 or 3 all that
as
many
much.
Times.
Right.
So I kind of had forgot that he went to Japan and had that whole thing with, I don't know the name of the girl from.
I don't remember the name.
I'm trying to see if it's
on. I know Chazen. Chazen?
Chosen is, yeah, Chosen is the guy that, like, again, the bad guy from
He
Karate
was the bad
Kid
guy,
too.
But in this one,
in this one, he, you know, kind of is his mentor.
Right.
Slash,
he teaches him some Miyagi-Do that he didn't know, that Daniel didn't know, that wasn't taught to him. And I thought that was pretty cool. There's more to it than Daniel even knows. There's, and kind of like everything that goes on here, there's more to everything than you realize.
Yuna is her name.
Oh, Yuna? Okay.
Yuna. Yeah, Y-U-N-A.
But yeah, they brought back everybody.
Yeah. Now, again, my convenience meter was off the charts here because, you know, last I checked, Japan was a pretty
big
place.
It's not Japan, though. It's Okinawa.
Okinawa.
They're not in
is,
Japan. They're
well,
just
Okinawa
south of there
is,
or something. It's
I
a
mean,
smaller
Japan
country.
Is a, Okinawa is part of Japan.
Oh, I thought that was its own country and it's south of it.
No, Okinawa. Japan is the country. Okinawa is a city.
Okay.
Just like, yeah. So, but again, Japan, Okinawa, whatever.
Right.
Big so, place, lots of people, but he conveniently runs into his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but they went back to the same place, the same town.
But,
area.
But she's still there, like 35 years later. She hasn't gone anywhere. You know, she's still she's dancing at the mall that it turned. You know, the place
that the
turned
place
into
turned
a,
into.
Into
I think,
mall.
And that was the point is that everybody your convenience chart. That was the point of that entire thing is that everybody does stay there. They stay there for generations, generations upon generations live in that one place. And the fact that everything changed, even and everybody stayed it. Like, Daniel was upset. He was like, well, didn't this make everybody mad? And they were all like, no, we prospered. This was great. And what I thought was going to happen there is I thought Daniel was going to learn from that, and then he was going to get rid of the dealership or adapt his dealership.
Right.
But then they did that. They kind of did a complete 360.
Right,
because
the thing
he
is,
just ends up getting
the
dealership.
There. All those other people stayed there because it gave them jobs.
Right.
Right. Like everybody that lived in that town stayed there because it gave them jobs. But she is the head of sales for Diona Corporation. Her job isn't to be in that mall. You know, she was just there when he was there. So I get what you're saying. And I understand we've had this debate. I get the whole story thing. And that was the story. But But again, Japan is a huge place, you know, and you know, right. You know, all of two people in the whole country, and you run into one of them.
Well, both of them, actually. You run into all of them. Everybody you know.
She didn't run into Chosen, though. She brought him in.
Right.
But,
right. That's true.
But, yeah. But still, but it was cool. You know, like I said, nonetheless, it was great. It's one of those things that, again, I just went with it because it's the story and it's
that's
fun.
That's the thing. Yeah.
There's tons of holes everywhere. So, like, that's not the one to get hung up on. But I did, you know, I was checking the numbers on my convenience meter when that scene happened.
Broken.
Yeah. It was like, you know, kind of off the charts.
Yeah, in the red. So, it's pinned.
Yeah.
Like kind of how you used to drive your Mustang.
Yes. Didn't matter where I was going at max speed. Even if I was just backing out of the driveway, I was doing it at 120 miles per hour. So
he isn't kidding.
No.
But not only that, talk about a tangent. Not only that, you always sat with your seat way back, like your head
still do
in the back seat. I know. I saw you,
and I had one hand on the steering wheel and one hand on the shifter. And it was an automatic. I didn't have to shift at all, but I drove like this.
But your head was in the back.
I looked like the guy from the Memorex commercial.
Yes,
that was sitting on the chair with the sunglasses, getting his hair blown back.
Yeah,
that was me.
That's the way you drove everywhere, and you'd pass by, and there goes John. How'd you know? Because you can't see the driver.
Right.
He's missing. And it's like, and that was back like.
You can see the top of the white of my knuckles on the steering wheel. That's it.
And no, the old Mustangs back then, they had no headrest.
No.
You just had a seat that it was like, so you. It's so funny.
Well, I mean, you know, so we're going to talk about my car. Let's talk about your Fred Flintstone mobile. It's like you would just go by me in one direction and I would look in my rearview mirror and you'd be behind me because you just dropped your feet, picked up the car and turned around and kept going. So,
oh, I did that.
Cause yours
once.
Was a standard and you
and
just like,
I could do that.
Yeah. You just hit the emergency brake and flip the car around and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
the time I did that with you, it was
going down like Dean Ave or something.
Dean Ave,
I was like,
and there was a
like,
Dean. There was a Dean
like behind me
in front
already.
Of you.
Yeah. I was like, there goes DJ. Oh, wait, he's behind me. Like, I don't know how that happened.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Big fun. Big fun. Yeah. All right. Let's back
we
to
had big fun there.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
Back to reality. Let's get to Cobra Kai.
I remember the pavilion. We had big fun there.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's get back to some of this stuff.
Yeah, let's get back to Cobra Kai. I don't know how we got on that tangent, but...
Yeah, there's a few there that... let's not go down that road. Oh, all right. My kids are getting older. They can hear about my driving escapades now, I suppose.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. How about snakes? This season had a lot of snakes in it. I know it's called Cobra Kai.
Yeah, it
but
did.
There were a lot of snakes in this.
Snakes don't bother me, but like Lydia doesn't like snakes.
I don't like snakes.
Yeah,
they
don't bother me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene where Robbie and the Cobra Kai gang had to steal the snake for Kreese.
That didn't bother me as much. Even the one where they had to feed the snake.
Yeah.
And they had to put the little
the mouse.
And Kreese brings out the little hamster.
Hamster, right.
That was a
hamster.
Well,
I mean, and, you know, you could see where that was going right away.
Oh,
but...
yeah. I mean, it's called Cobra Kai, and it's Kreese. And he's like, oh, let's name it and everything. And they're like, put him in. And we did, I remember I did that in third grade.
Yeah, I remember,
In,
I remember doing it in school, but we had little white mice. It wasn't.
Yeah, we dropped a mouse in with a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
And it's like a, 3-foot cage? And the
boa and that's
constrictor
funny because
was
that's
probably
not,
like.
I wasn't in Franklin then, so I guess our schools were doing the same thing. Because that, I remember that when I was in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So I was at.
I wonder if that boa constrictor traveled around.
Yeah, I don't think it was the same snake.
But I guess we were all learning
the same things.
Yeah, watching that poor mouse run around. Yeah. And it's like I said, the snake took up the whole cage.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a little snake. It's probably like a 6-foot snake or what, or even bigger in a 3-foot cage.
Yeah, an aquarium.
Yeah.
Ours was in an aquarium or something.
Yeah, the aquarium. Yeah. And you put the mouse in and he runs all over the body until he gets tired. And then the snake just wraps around him and chokes him out, crushes him. And then swallows them whole.
And then swallows them whole.
Yay!
Yeah, so fun.
I'd seen it live. The one they showed on Cobra Kai was pretty tame because they just showed the mouse or the hamster go in.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
Yeah.
But the pit, the one in Vietnam where they
So I was trying to think of what other where there was snakes. I forgot about that. Yeah, there was the whole snake pit.
Yeah. They had to do that.
Yeah.
And his commanding officer ended up he dropped him in.
Yep.
And that's where
he becomes Kreese. You know
that's
what
where
I mean?
He goes to the dark side.
Yeah.
And he hasn't
that
come
was,
back
that was
yet.
Like, that's where he slaughtered the younglings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's his name? You said at the end, the guy he calls at the end.
Terry something. Right. Terry Silver. Which is the guy he was in prison with, Slim or something they called him.
Right. And he made him a promise, anything, anytime, anywhere.
Right. And he's forever. He's like the villain from Karate Kid 3. And yeah, he's definitely going to be the villain of season 4. Or I guess co-villain, because he's going to come and help Kreese in season 4.
All right. Quick question for season 4. Does Eagle Fang Karate stick around?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like
it kind of has to, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it has to. But I was like, Eagle Fang Karate. It's like that. Well, that's a Johnny name for sure,
that's
right?
Totally Johnny. Like everybody's like, no, eagles don't have fangs.
It's badass, as Johnny would say. So
yeah,
but
put it on the internet.
It's like Eagle Fang Karate.
I don't think that sticks around. I think they go to another.
No, I don't think it does either. I think it it just becomes Miyagi-Do karate.
You think Johnny goes for that?
Well, I don't know. What do you think it becomes? Like Miyagi Fang or Eagle Do or like?
I don't know. I'm wondering. Maybe is that how they get there and they compromise with a new name? And,
maybe. I mean, maybe they do.
You know, Johnny drops Cobra Kai. You know, his instructor, and even though, you know, Daniel, his Mr. Miyagi will always be that figure to him, it doesn't have to be Miyagi-Do.
No, it doesn't.
He could open his own school and go on from there, and maybe even, you know, maybe they take the two of them together to another Star Wars-type theme like they ended with, you know, Rey and Ben, the dark and the light work together. Huh?
Right. I see what you did there.
And they have a yin and yang type thing on there for their logo. I think we just wrote season 4.
Ah, we did. Call us. Netflix, call me.
I told Jen when we were watching Karate Kid, I was like, you know, we're in the theater. I was like, you know what would be nice in here? We need to get a bonsai tree.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, in here? I go, yeah. I go, it liven the place up a little bit. It's a little movie memorabilia from Karate Kid.
My father was, you remember my dad being into bonsai trees?
No.
My dad was super into bonsai trees when I was in high school. Like he had like, I don't know, 10 of them. And he would sit there and clip them and like give them baths in the bathtub. Like, I don't know, he would soak them in the bathtub and clip
oh,
them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really into those
We have
things.
A bonsai place here, out here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's right on the other side of Franklin. Like, it's in Bellingham, but right outside of Franklin.
I don't remember where he was getting them. Obviously, this was years ago. We were in high school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how old that place is. Like I said, I don't know where he was getting them from, but he had a phase. Like, he was super into bonsai trees for a while.
Oh. Big Karate Kid fan.
Maybe. But I was like, man, he gives these things a lot of attention.
Yeah. Another question. Episode 8. Was Robbie joining Kreese the most telegraphed move in the entire series?
Well, it was definitely telegraphed, but like it really kind of bugged me, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it bugs me because it's like I don't want to start hating him, you know?
Oh, that's like, why, because you like the character.
Yeah, I like the character, and it's like, oh man, don't turn this guy into the bad guy because I don't want to have to start hating this guy. And, you know, now I do. And I kind of felt that way in season two with Miguel, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, he's like the, you know, the main guy in season one. And you're like, oh, man, don't make me start hating this dude. And, you know, you kind of do for a little while. And then he redeems himself a bit at the end.
But that's exactly why it doesn't bother me. Is because according to the stories and the pattern, he's going to go bad and get redeemed and come back. And
but he might not, you know. Maybe
see, I think he will.
The bad guy.
And if there's an opportunity for Kreese to have, you know, a shot at redemption, he has to see that everybody that comes to him leaves.
Right.
You know, so that story is going, because if Robbie was to stick around, that would only embolden Kreese.
Right.
He would just be like, see, I finally found the best student.
Right.
It's like Johnny left him right after, what, the first movie.
Basically right after he lost the fight in the first movie.
He realized he was a bad teacher.
Right.
And every student he's ever had, and now including Hawk.
Right, because Hawk was kind of the big redemption story of this season, you know.
And what
which,
a
again,
funny
they started
time
telegraphing.
For him to do. And he had the worst. He was probably the biggest baddie of the other than Kreese. I mean, to actually break his like best friend's arm.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked that they went that far with the
story. I was too, but again, they telegraphed his redemption.
Oh yeah.
Pretty heavily too, because you could see his reluctance multiple times throughout the season.
Right.
But in the end
they did telegraph that.
But then they do that thing where he breaks his buddy's arm and you're like, oh man, that was pretty bad, you know.
Pretty gross. But
yeah, then, you know, he redeems himself right at the end.
But what I mean by, like, I see what you're saying that they telegraphed it, but it's not like they did telegraph it. What they really did is they kind of foreshadowed it by showing him having that reluctance, like you should.
Right.
You know, you're going to do something that wrong. It shows that he has a good side. What I thought was good is the way the story went, especially episode 10, so much was going on that you'd forgotten all about his, even any kind of shot of redemption for him. You weren't even thinking that. And then that whole fight breaks out in that house and you're thinking, ha ha, that would never happen, but let's go along with it. Let's have some fun. And you're watching all this. It was, I got to admit, some fairly decent choreography.
There's some pretty good karate that happens in this show.
Right. There are some opportunities for you to freeze frame and look at people flying through the air before the punch is thrown. I did see a few of those. People reacting to the punch to the gut before the punch happened. It's like, you know, some good. But for kids all acting this out, I thought it was really a lot of fun.
Right.
But the way the story was written, the way that episode was written, you'd completely forgot about his redemption. And then all of a sudden, right in the middle of that, he turns.
Well, right. Cause I think it was, they wanted him to break that guy's arm again. Right. Wasn't that what it was? Like they
Something
were holding
like
him and there's like, you know, let's re-break his arm or whatever. And then he turned.
Somebody else was going to do it.
Well, right.
And then
he came in and saved him. Holding him. I think they were holding him and calling Hawk to say, look, come back and do it again. And basically he comes running and kicks the dude in the face, you know.
Right, he knocks them off of him.
Yeah.
I thought the kid was going to break it himself, and then Hawk just came running in and broke up the fight.
I don't think if it wasn't for that particular instance, I don't think he turns there, you know, because like he was still at that point.
He led them back there.
Right, and he was still fighting everybody. But then when he saw his friend for the last time, it was like, you know what?
This is too far.
I've had enough. This is too much, yeah.
Right.
I really felt bad for that dude when he broke his Lego volcano. I was like, oh, man, that was a lot of work, you know?
I know. There was a lot of stuff in this that you're just like, really? You know, like, there's no way that would go down that way. Like, the way the school reacted to a lot of this stuff, like...
Well, yeah, it's like, hug it. Well, yeah, because, right, how do they, like, they have the big fight at the laser tag place or whatever. Like, how do all the Cobra Kai kids get off scot-free and
right.
all the Miyagi people get detention or whatever? I was like, what could he have possibly said in that room that got them all out of trouble, you know?
Yeah, and then the Cobra Kai's kids are going around actually committing, like, crimes and felonies.
Right.
And, like, it's okay. Right. Like, nobody knows who they are. And they're all wearing, like, dojo uniforms as they commit these
crimes.
Right,
say Cobra Kai on the back. That's what I'm saying. It's, like,
it's
so unbelievable, really. Like, you can't. You have to just go with it because...
It's honestly, it's like a live-action cartoon.
Right.
You know, like, it's... But it's, like I said, it's so good.
It's one of my favorite things that I've watched in a long time.
Oh, I was just flipping through my notes. You know what the name of the hamster was? I wrote it down.
Oh, no.
Clarence.
Clarence.
That's what they named him. They're like, we'll name him Clarence.
Is that significant?
I don't know. No, I just, I have my iPhone, so I just jot them down, especially where we're binging it, and I knew we'd be talking about it later. I was like, oh, yeah. Hey.
That's funny. Clarence. Did you notice that, I didn't notice this until just now when I was kind of looking at the cast list. Aisha was gone for the whole season. Like, she doesn't show up anywhere in season 3.
Who's Aisha?
You remember Aisha was... Samantha's friend, the black girl with the glasses, like the heavier set black girl.
Yeah.
She was not in the entire season. I'm just looking at it. It says Aisha, seasons 1 and 2. I don't remember if they said anything. I don't remember hearing anything about her. So I guess she just, like, evaporated. She was part of the snap. I guess she went when Thanos snapped. She's just gone.
Speaking of Thanos, there was a line in episode 1 by Kreese that sounded just like Thanos. And I put that. Yeah. He had said, John Kreese goes,
I am inevitable.
He says it's inevitable. But the way he says it, I was like, that's like Thanos. And that was like one of the first things that kind of reminded me of, like, Or set that idea in my head, that running theme of him being that bad guy, and could he have some redemption? Because Thanos really can't, because his motivation is just so, he thinks it's good, but it's so purely evil. Right. And is Kreese that way as well? You know, like, his motivation is, like, he thinks he's helping these kids. He thinks he's giving them strength, which he is. But he's not teaching them how to wield that strength.
Right. Well, there's no humanity to it.
Right.
Which, again, going back to his backstory, that's how he was forced to be, because there was no room for humanity. You know what I mean? Like, there was no room for him to save his commanding officer there. You know, it's like...
Right.
Everything points to him having to go. And that's what he learned, that it's every man for himself and... You know, no mercy, right? Like, and so that's what he's trying to teach these kids, but he doesn't realize that, you know, that's not the way the world really works.
Right.
You know.
Well, you have, like, Kreese looks at the world in black and white.
And even Kreese, if you think about his life, like, his lifestyle hasn't exactly served him well throughout his life. But he hasn't learned any lessons, you know. He's not thinking, well, maybe I'm living in this homeless shelter because of the choices I've made. You know?
Right.
It's like, he still thinks he's just done everything right.
Right, and just had some bad breaks.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like Daniel, who's has a good life.
Yeah.
But he looks at everything in black and white as well. Like, everything needs to be good. It's like, but even if you try to do good, like, Daniel's everything he's done is try to do good, but it's all blown up in his face.
Right.
And it's that gray area in the middle that you need to occupy that space. 'Cause there's times where you can teaching kids to do these things. You got to understand the ramifications of it. And there's so much more to this story. But you had said last week, and this is what I think is crazy, spinoffs. I wanted to say something to you then, but I was like, I'll save it for this. Will they work? Do we need spinoffs?
I don't know who needs a spinoff. You know what I mean?
But to be fair, who needed Cobra Kai?
Well, true, but let's pick anybody. Hawk. Let's say Hawk gets a spinoff. Like, what makes his show radically different from Cobra Kai?
Right.
Do we need his spinoff? Because, like, if it's the fact that, he's moved to another town and everybody else is gone, well, like, do I care about his story anymore? Like, what's going to be there to make me give a crap? You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what a lot of people said when this started. Like, what are we doing here?
Because to be fair, that's kind of how I felt about Young Sheldon, and yet I watch that still.
Right.
You know, I was like, well, do I care about young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon?
But I do, apparently.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the spinoffs would be that would make it any different than what we already have. So,
now,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Who's writing it? Do you know? Do we even know what they are?
The showrunners have said that they have ideas for multiple spinoffs. So it's the writers that are already writing this show. Josh Hill, John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg. Those are the creators and writers. Want to do multiple spinoffs. But like I said, yeah, I don't know. They didn't go into any detail on who they would be or what the stories would be. But this is in itself, this is a spinoff already of The Karate Kid. So I don't know. Like, what characters do I like enough that I want to see separate shows about? I like Robbie, but I don't want to see a Robbie show necessarily, or a Hawk show, or, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like, as much as, like, when this came out on YouTube, none of us were, yeah, let's run and see that.
Well, I kind of, to be fair, I always wanted to watch it. I never wanted to pay for YouTube Red to watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wanted to see it because I heard good things about it, but I didn't care that much that I wanted to pay a subscription fee to watch it. So,
I guess, but it still wasn't, at least on my radar, I never watched Karate Kid, any of them, and I saw all of them. I haven't seen the most recent one.
I never saw the Jaden Smith one.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't see.
I didn't see it either.
What was it, Hilary Swank?
I did see that once, I think.
Yeah, I saw that once as well. Yeah. It's like they each went down in viewings. Karate Kid I've seen many times.
Yeah, I didn't see that many times.
I saw it a few times. Three, even less. And, you know, four, or whatever it's called. But when this came out, it's not like I was like, my opinion, I wasn't really excited for it. I wasn't like, I can't wait to check that out.
Right.
And even when it came to Netflix, I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. We were reluctant to start it. I really don't see how you can. Now, for all we know, you and I are sitting here 2 years or whatever, and we're like, this is the best spinoff ever because
I did not
see Cobra Kai coming, being this good.
Right.
I mean, even you that you wanted to see it, could you ever have imagined it would have been this good?
No.
I mean, it hits all the. That's the part about a spinoff that I think they'll be missing is like Johnny himself is like every guy from the 80s. We all grew up in the 80s, and it's like everything he says is us. Like, even like when he made the jokes about like girls and it, you don't have girls in the class. Why? Right. You know, it's like guys are that dumb. I mean, we've evolved since then, but that's who we were stupid like that. That's what we were. And that's funny to see that reflection now, right? You look back and go, yeah, that was dumb. We thought that way. How do you do that in a spinoff? It won't have any of that stuff. It won't have any of that fun, like joking about yourself and joking about things from the 80s or anything like that in today's society. And it's, I don't know how they do that. I think they took all of the biggest characters because I don't think any of the kids are worthy of it, to be honest with you.
We'll have to see what they throw at us.
I'll try it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'll watch it because these people that do this show have earned some degree of latitude with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like what they're doing so far, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, again, whether I stick with it past one or two episodes, it just depends on how good it turns out to be. But
right.
It's kind of like, you know, with comics, it's, you know, boom in AWA, right? Like, we just read it because we have not been let down so far by those companies. But that doesn't mean we love everything they do. So
right.
I think I'll treat spinoffs the same way. You know, if they're involved, then they get the benefit of the doubt. But it may or may not
right.
hold up after that. So,
all right. Last thing I have for you. What do you think of this, the binge watching? This is the first show that I actually knew I was going to sit down and blast through.
Right.
Yes, it did happen to fall on, you know, New Year's Day, a day where most people can sit down and binge.
Right.
But I think more, even if it wasn't New Year's Day, this is one of those things that, you know, even if it came in February, you'd be like, Jen and I would have taken Saturday or Sunday and we'd, right. we'd have finished it that weekend, right?
Right.
The reason I'm asking is, do you think the landscape has kind of changed where we can have both now? Regardless of which side you fall down on, whether you prefer one over the other, there's enough of both that you can appreciate both.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, again, I do enjoy it kind of both ways, but
yeah,
it's kind of like that thing where I ate Chinese food, but now I'm hungry again. You know what I mean? It's like I had a great time binging it for 5 hours on New Year's Day, but now it's like a whole year
right
before I get any more. Whereas if I got 10 weeks of it, now it's only like 42 weeks yeah, until I get exactly. it back again, you know. I'm almost drifting more towards the weekly drop
right.
preference as opposed to the binge.
And you know what's so funny is I believe you were the other way to start.
I was right. definitely now, into watching the whole thing at once. But it's kind of things like The Boys and The Mandalorian and actually, Titans. Before that, it was Titans, right? Where that was kind
of the
first
DC universe was all
right, but Titans was kind of like the first streaming thing that right. you didn't get all at once.
Yes,
and
way back in 2018,
right? And at the time, I wasn't really down for it. I was kind of right. like, I just want it, you know. I want to be able to watch it all because I am a very on demand kind of personality now because I've you know evolved into being that. You know,
you've been that way for a long time.
Yeah.
But all right. Now this is why I say I think we're like Cobra Kai and Daniel and Johnny, we're meeting in the middle. Cuz back when we did Titans in 2018, I always liked the weekly or episodic. I liked it drawn out. Cuz remember I used to tell you like I would watch like Daredevil when that came out in what was it 2015?
Right.
And it dropped all at once. But I didn't binge it. I'd watch like one a day for 2 weeks, but I would right. save it. I'd only watch one episode and then I would put it away and I'd come back the next morning and watch. And I right. like that idea. And it's like,
and
I
would
like,
the, yeah, make fun of you. I'd be like, I can't do that. You know, it's like, right. I just have to have it.
And I know? Prefer the weekly drop so that you can have the night, you can have the conversations, the water cooler talk in between. But now where we have enough of the weekly stuff that we can enjoy a binge and still right. have content on Friday. Like we got WandaVision coming up. So, you know, or actually it came up already. So we'll be talking about that on Thursday's podcast.
That's right. We've already seen the first two episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But you know what I mean?
So they were awesome.
Yeah. So, but that's what I mean. It's like, we're meeting in the middle because I didn't like to binge watch, but now I do. I like right. that opportunity to binge watch stuff. It's fun to do and you can every now and then, but we still have plenty of content where we get it weekly. So right. I do think people, I mean, you still see people on Twitter that are like, I'm waiting and I'm saving to binge it all together. But in the meantime, they're avoiding conversations on Twitter.
Right.
Which isn't that the fun? Like, you know what I mean? Like if it's dropping weekly and you're ignoring it, you're ignoring all the conversations. Then when you're done, you're like, now I want to talk about it. And everybody's like, yeah, that was yesterday's news.
Right.
So it's, I don't understand, because I enjoy these shows for the conversations you have with people.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like we're going to get both. Like, there's...
Yeah.
There's no one that's going to win out over the other at this point. You know, each... I think each streaming platform itself is going to make decisions on how they want to do their stuff. You know, Disney Plus is probably always going to be weekly, you know.
Right.
Whereas Netflix is going to have... They're the ones that are going to kind of have both. Because Netflix...
Do they have stuff that drops weekly?
They're supposed to start testing certain shows that way. That was something that we talked about a while back. I don't know that they've done
anything. That's what I thought, yeah.
I don't know if they've done anything yet, but they're supposed to start having both. But it seems like most platforms are kind of all in on one or the other. Hulu is one that kind of... Well, Hulu does both, too, actually.
Right.
They do some weekly and some that they drop all at once. But, like, Amazon Prime seems to do everything weekly. HBO Max seems to do everything weekly.
I mean, that's what I mean. I think it's pretty cool that you have both. So,
yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. And I was like, I'm looking forward... I don't even know what the next binge one we would have coming. It's... I don't know if...
Well, yeah, because it's none of the Marvel stuff, because the Marvel stuff is pretty much what we're getting next, and
right.
That's all pretty much
even
weekly.
The Snyderverse, you know, we're getting that.
Yeah,
and
we're getting that
weekly.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered pretty much everything.
So, actually, one more thing. How do you rank the seasons? It's a tough one.
I still think I liked season 2 a little bit better than season 3.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, season 3 was... This was a good season. You know, we didn't really talk about all the... Like, the whole thing with Miguel and his, like, recovery and all that stuff. Because, like, they really drew out that standing up thing. You know what I mean?
That's what I was
going to
say.
There were, like, 5 different times... I thought he was going to get up out of that wheelchair, and it never happened.
Right.
You know? And it's like...
Yeah. It was fun.
And then...
I mean, Twisted
it was
Sister,
fun,
you know,
but I was
D.
like...
Snyder's the one that gets him out, gets his foot moving and stuff, and...
They kind of really drew that out, because I was like, okay, here's where he's going to stand, and then he doesn't. And it's like, okay, now he's going to stand, and then he doesn't.
Johnny just keeps dropping him on the floor.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is I felt like... I really feel like this is a John Kreese story, and like all the other stuff is extra around the, you know, just extra little bits of story that didn't really have much to do with the, I don't know. It felt opposite to me.
Yeah.
Like John Kreese was the main storyline, and I think he is going forward clearly because that's how they ended this one. But,
right.
But yeah, there's a lot of little stories of the kids going, but it just jumps around to what's going on. I mean, you have, like you said, Daniel flies over to Japan and try to save the dealership. But that all of that feels like little tangents to me that didn't really have anything to do with the main storyline, which would what Kreese is trying to pull off with the school and what he's doing, how he's manipulating everybody and stuff like that. Like that whole storyline of them almost losing the dealership.
Right.
That has like nothing to do with anything.
Right. It ultimately it doesn't.
So, you know what I mean? And like Miguel, it's a nice story that, you know, he got hurt at the end of it and he built himself back up and he's walking again. But kind of like Robbie joining Kreese, we all knew that was going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you knew he was going to get up eventually because, you know, otherwise it's... You know, it can't be a karate movie. You know?
Right. Everything else is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So is that enough? I mean, have we broken down this corny show with bad acting, a crazy story that's like crack cocaine addictive?
Yeah, I think we have. That's a good way to put it, because it is addictive.
Yeah, it's very addictive.
Like I'm already looking for my next fix.
Yeah, I know. That's what you... Again, like you look on your phone. When is it coming out? Oh, they don't know yet.
Yeah. I don't think they've even started working on it yet, so.
No. I hope they did. Actually, that's the one thing we didn't say. It was funny how they sped it up. It was supposed to come out on the 8th, and it dropped early.
Yeah, and then it dropped.
That was
kind
of fun. Yeah, that was kind of fun. I was hoping that when it ended, they'd be like, season 4 coming in April.
Right. Coming out January 8th.
Right. Oh, that'd be a big surprise. That'd be a bigger surprise than Luke.
Yeah, no kidding.
You'd be like, woohoo, I got to binge another show. All right. We'll be back on Thursday with WandaVision talk.
We will.
A lot of comic books, too.
Yeah.
But WandaVision, 2 episodes. What a big week. And we have a special show coming out next Monday.
Next Monday.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah. John, you don't have to do anything. You just have to sit back, relax. Even you can enjoy the show.
Even I can do that.
We've already recorded it.
Awesome.
Our episode with our Harry Potter episode.
Yeah.
You already know the storyline. Things didn't go smoothly that night, did they? When we recorded that. We had some technical difficulties.
We did.
We had some people that didn't know what we were talking about.
Right.
We had a couple of spots where, you know, shows, you know what it's like, John. Shows don't always go as smooth as we make a scene. Job isn't as easy as
it
seems.
We have a blooper reel coming out?
We've got a pretty, I can make a pretty decent show out of our bloopers.
Nice.
So next Monday, a week from today, a week from right now, you're going to be able to listen to the outtakes from the Harry Potter show.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I'll take your word for it.
I was cracking up. I'm like, it was so funny when I'm going through and I'm listening. I'm like, oh my God. Instead of just deleting parts, I actually cut, paste, and made a whole other thing. And
made a whole other thing with them.
I have like 20 minutes of outtakes.
Nice.
And then I'm just going to do some voiceovers, introduce them and stuff. So it's fun. We had a good time we all had fun. We had a blast that
we
night,
did.
But
yeah.
There's some outtakes in there and it's pretty funny.
Nice.
So I thought I'd make a show out of it for you.
Sounds great.
All right.
I'm all about the shows that I don't have to do anything for. So, you know.
Oh, I'm going to send you all the clips. I want you to edit it.
Yeah. I'm just gonna take them the way they come and put them right back out. That's edited.
Yeah. Yeah. John, those tracks are supposed to be above and below each other, not
right.
In sequential. Oh, geez. All right. That will do it. We'll be back on Thursday. Can't wait. Until then, you can reach us on Twitter at @brightside_chat, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out all the great podcasts at nerdylegion.com. And you can go on iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. We'd really appreciate that. And until Thursday, have a great week, everybody. See you then.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.